Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Ahal ist Perikhes, Mishnah Gimel, Elim, Avian, Veloi, Chaitzitzin. So here the list changes. Here we have things that will spread the Tumah, but they won't act as a chatzitza to block the Tumah. Hashida v'teva v'amidl, says the Mishnah. Shida, as we have learned, is this wooden box, big wooden chest. Teva is the money changer's box, the shulchanese box. Migdal, literally a tower, it means like a storage cabinet. Kaveres hakash, basket made out of straw. Kaveres hakonim, basket made out of reeds. Ubar, sfina, alexandris, the bar they have to keep the drinkable water on the big ships. The Alexandrian ship. Yeah, but we learned until now these were on the list of things that do block Tuma. That's because they had a floor. But here we're talking about She'enlem Shalayim. They don't have a flat bottom. They have a rounded bottom, which means you can move it even after it's full. Or the Einon Mechzikim Arboim Sabalach Shem Karayim B'Yavish. They're not big enough. You can't put in 40 liquid sah, which is the equivalent to two dry core, dry things. The reason that it's not Mekabel Tumah is because you can't move it when it's full. It's too heavy. If you would try to move it, it would break. But if it has a round bottom, you can. And if it's not so big that 40 saw of lach can go in, which is the same as two kor biyavish, you can move it. And that's the reason that it's Mekabel Tumah. Once it's Mekabel Tumah, it can no longer serve as a chatzitza. So a keli that cannot take in a barm sabalach, it's too small, or two kor of yavish, will be Mekabel Tumah even if it has a flat floor. So it has to have both. It has to be big enough, and it has to have a flat floor to say, this is something you can't move. When it's full, it'll break, and that's the reason it won't be Mekabel Tumah. But if you have a round bottom, or it's not big enough to take an Aborim Sabalach, that are Karayim B'Yavish, even with a flat bottom, it's not going to be a Chatzitza, because anything that could be Mekabel Tumah won't block Tumah. Vayter Zuk the Mishnah. So the yiriya, the curtain, the skartya, the leather apron, the ketovla, like a spread made out of leather, something you spread out, the sudden is a sheet made out of cloth, umaputz is the soft mat that's made from soft reeds, machzelis made out of hard reeds. So again, all this was on the list of things that are a chatzitza. How come here they're not a chatzitza? And the answer is, if they're set up like a tent, it's a chatzitza. But in this case, we're talking about she'ein asuim ayhala. They're not made into the shape of tents. You just plain spread it out over a roof. Batnur says, let's say you have a hole in your roof and you spread these things like a, you know, like a tarp over the top of the roof. Oh, but in that case, you do have walls on a roof. Yes, but the walls aren't made by the covering. And we said before that these things block the tumah. That's only if the wall and the roof, the whole tent, is made out of these things. Remember we said before, behemoths and animals, herds of animals standing together, are an oil that blocks tumah. That's only if they're alive. But if they died, there'll be an oil to spread the tumah, but not to act as a chatzitza for the tumah. Why not? Well, if it died without shechita, it's nevela. Nevela is tummy. Anything that's tummy cannot block tumah. Let's say it was kosher. Let's say it was shechted with a good shechet. That's not nevela. So the answer is, yeah, but the blood comes out. And the blood is one of the Shiva Mashkin that when it touches food, the food could become tummy. And like we learned earlier, food that could become tummy, once it's touched with one of the Shiva Mashkin, even though it did not become tummy yet, but it already can't act as a chatzitza to block the tumah. Vayter Zuk the Mishnah v'achalim tumei. So we don't mean bedafka food that actually became tummy. But like explained, even food that were huchshru lekamul tumah, that means it was touched by one of the shiva mashkin that we spoke about earlier, too late. Can't be chatzitza for tumah anymore. Once it's roi to be mekabel tumah, it won't block the tumah. And one more thing we're going to add over here, because all the things till now we learned in the previous mission, just the case changes. In the previous mission, we learned about a teva, a migdal, a kaveres kash, kaveres hakonim, bars sfina alexandris, that have a floor. Here we said, well, here's the ones that don't have a floor, meaning they don't have a flat floor. Or they're not big enough. In the previous mission, we learned about the urea and the skartia and the ketovlia and the sadin and the maputz and the machzeles, the different type of sheets that do act as a chatzitza because they were set up like a tent. Here, when they're not set up like a tent, it doesn't block the tumah, even if you cover a hole on the roof with it. But in order for it to be an oil that blocks tumah, I need the walls and the roof to be made out of these things. Previous mission, we learned about behemoths v'chayas, that are alive, if they're standing together the right way, they could be an oil, both to spread tuma and to block tuma. Here we're talking about behemoth zechayas that died. So it only spreads tuma, doesn't block tuma. Previous mission we learned about acholim tahirim, food that was not even touched by any of the shiva mashkin. Here we're saying we have food, but it was touched by the shiva mashkin. So even though it's not tuma yet, it could become tuma. But now we're adding one more thing, which is not something we learned in the previous mishnah. It's just that the circumstances changed. We bechlal didn't learn about this in the previous Mishnah. Therefore, the Mishnah uses the Lashon Musav Aleihem. Musav Aleihem, we're adding one thing more, and that's Rechayim Shel Adam. Rechayim is a mill, but a mill that a person turns, that it's a small mill, as opposed to the big ones that are turned by water, or they're turned by animals. This is called a Keli. Because it's called a Keli, it can only be an oil. To be Matama, what's underneath it, but not to act as a chatzitza to block it.